Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local doctor has been in practice for over 50 years and is still going strong. What's his story? In the first part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Dr. Earl McKeever with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So, Dr. McKeever, where were you born?
Catawissa, Missouri.
Where is that?
Well, it's about 35 miles southeast of St. Louis.
Well, so no wonder you're a Cardinals fan.
Well, absolutely. I grew up that in the era of great Cardinal players, yeah. My dad was a Cardinal fan, too, so.
What'd your dad do?
He was a farmer. He was a farmer, dirt farmer. Worked very hard.
And your mom, I presume, as well?
Yes. Well, she was a farmhouse wife and taught school throughout most of her life. So.
Okay. And so out in the middle of the country, country schools? Or yeah,
absolutely. Country schools. She taught in the country schools. I went to a one-room school until I was in the seventh grade. And it was a unique experience.
And so the formative years was what decade?
Well, I was born in 34, and so from then through 1940, I'd say would be my formative years.
So right in the Great Depression, all of the Dust Bowl stuff going on,
yes,
too?
Yes. Yeah, and we were poor. I didn't wear shoes in the summer because it was cheaper to go barefooted. So it was a lot different environment than we have now.
Did you feel poor?
No, did not. I didn't know we were poor. You know, I never went to bed hungry, and I had clothes on my back, and they weren't the neatest, but I didn't know any different, and they were fine with me. So,
brothers and sisters?
Two brothers, both older. One was 5 years older, and the other was 8 years older. We grew up on the farm.
Okay, and so your mom was a school teacher. She was interested in education.
Oh, absolutely. She demanded and expected her children would all be educated, and we did acquire college degrees, all of us.
Did your dad and mom have college degrees?
My mother got her degree, I think, when she was 65 in teaching. She started teaching school when she was, I think, 16 years old. In those days, you didn't have to have any diploma. She just started teaching right out of high school, and she was teaching kids that were older than she was. And she did that then until she developed, until her family arrived, and then she stayed home, took care of the children for 15 years or so, and then she went back to teaching. She loved teaching, and she had a strong feeling that we all should be educated.
Okay, and so she thought from the very beginning that she's going to give you the skills and the background to succeed at whatever you wanted to do.
Absolutely. And told us that we could do whatever we wanted, you know. We had the capacity to do whatever we wished to do.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about his 50 years in practice in Knoxville with Dr. Earl McKeever. And so what led you the direction of science and medicine?
Well, I think the most respected person in our little community was Doc Hempker. He had a very small house, as I look back on it, and he had a practice out of his house. And I think that his being so respected by my family and by my parents is what led me into this.
So you looked at that man and you said, I want to grow up and be like him?
That's true. I want to be a country doctor.
All right. And so did he take you under his wing?
Not really. He died when I was fairly young. And, I never knew Dr. Hempker personally. I saw him, but he delivered me and took care of our family for first 5 or 6 to 7 years of my life, I guess. And then he left this world.
And so were you interested in nature and science?
Well, yes. I always liked science, and anatomy and did well in those subjects in school. And so, you know, it kind of seemed to fit with me to get into this field. When I was a young boy and up through my early time in high school, you know, I didn't know if I had the capacity to become a doctor. It was represented that, you know, doctors were very intelligent and that you really had to be a very smart person to get even into medical school. It was very difficult to get in. And so I didn't know if I'd ever achieve that. So, but that's what I wanted to do from my earlier days.
It's because, you know, a lot of folks, you know, with rural backgrounds, we tend to think that maybe we can't do that, or maybe that's for different kinds of people.
Absolutely, yeah. I knew we didn't have a lot of money. It's going to take money to go to school and stuff. And so, that was a barrier which psychologically I had to overcome.
And so how did you do that?
Well, just started, you know, I did it primarily because I was motivated by my mother that I was going to go to school. And I was going to be, it was expected me to be a good student, to do well academically in school, and from the earliest stages. And so then I didn't have a choice about going to college. You know, I wanted to go to college, but I never ever considered not going to college. I'd have had a hard time with my mom if I'd have done that. And so so I went to University of Missouri and did well academically there, and come to believe that I should try at least to get into medical school. And I did that and got in rather without a difficulty, and just proceeded from there.
And that was University of Missouri Columbia.
Yes.
Okay, fine school.
They were just developing a 4-year medical school at that point in my career, and I was in the third class that graduated from there from a 4-year school. Prior to that, it was a 2-year school, and students then went to different places around the country.
And so is it like now you get your BA and then you go to medical school?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's the same thing. What was your BA in, or BS?
Arts and science major in chemistry. I liked chemistry.
And did you have mentors there that helped direct you into this?
Yes, I had a couple of chemistry professors that suggested that I go to medical school. They said, well, you'll get in school, you'll do just fine. And so they were kind of inspirational for me.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about his 50 years in practice in Knoxville with Dr. Earl McKeever. So what was different about you than about other folks that tried to get into medical school, or one of those, they had those same kind of goals but didn't succeed? What made you a success?
Well, I persevered, and I worked hard. I really did work hard. I studied hard academically achieved primarily through studying hard, not because of a great intellect. And but I worked hard, and I think that's some of those other fellows that I saw in school, you know, and in college particularly, they were going to be doctors. Well, they went out and partied and drank beer and did good stuff like that.
While you were studying.
Yeah, exactly.
And so was it because, you know, that work ethic was instilled in you by your folks?
It was instilled in me by my father.
By your father.
He was the hardest working individual I've known. And so I wasn't the brightest person, but I worked as hard or harder than anybody that I have witnessed, basically.
So it sounds like your mother knew the direction you were going to go. It sounds like she was a smart gal. Your dad, and both your dad and your mom, hardworking, but I bet your dad was sharp, too.
Well, he was intelligent. He never considered himself. He thought he was, he didn't think he was intelligent. He confused education with intelligence, and he just had an 8th grade education. And so I'm sure, felt inferior and less intelligent than other people, and that he was not. He was, his mind was good.
A lot of people make that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's a big difference.
All right, so you had some good tools.
Yes.
To start out with.
Yes.
All right, so somewhere in there you built a family?
Well, yeah, I started pretty early building a family. I was in undergraduate school, and my older brother, who was 8 years older than I, was killed in an automobile accident. He had two children, and subsequent to that, his widow and I became married, and I adopted his two children when I was 24. I had an 8-year-old child and a 4-year-old child. I was still in medical school, and I got a ready-made family in a hurry there, and I've built on that since then.
Well, that must have been tough to, those aren't babies, and they've got their own demands. And
well, I didn't think it was tough. You know, it came pretty natural to me, and I didn't have any, it wasn't hard for me.
You did, but you, I don't know, what would you do when the kids wanted to go play ball and you had to study?
Well, you studied for the most part. However, by that time in my career, the didactic educational experience was a good deal was behind me, and we were more into practical stuff. You know, the last 2 years in medical school is a lot of practical material, and you know, it's just spending your time there and being exposed to patients and to. Various things, but not so much staying up late night studying.
Well, now we hear all these horror stories of residencies and people, going 24/7 trying to, sort of beat up the doctors until they wear them out. And sounds like getting to a position where you make some bad decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very intense. Was it intense like that?
Yes,
then?
It was. Yes, medical school was intense. Yes, it was. It was hard.
It's like 18-hour days, right?
Probably when you'd consider studying, and maybe longer than that sometimes.
And so lots of pressure on you.
Oh, it was a pressure in medical school. I was fortunate. I didn't have to worry too much about passing, but quite honestly, but there was a lot of pressure.
Did you ever think that maybe I made the wrong decision, I shouldn't do this?
No, never.
Did your wife ever say, if this is too much, we can't handle this?
No.
Never?
But my first wife came along when I was in between my junior and senior year in medical school. So I had, I had only 1 year of medical school when we got married.
Okay. And so she was fundamental to helping you succeed?
Yes, I'd say so.
And so did you ever think about specializing, going beyond?
I considered it.
But you didn't want to, you wanted to be a general practitioner.
I wanted to be a family practitioner in a small community. I did not want to be in a large city. I wanted to deliver babies, and I wanted to do some basic surgery, and so that's why I stayed with where I am.
And so the big city would have required some more specialization, and you interested in that?
Well, not necessarily, but you're going to be, there's more restraints on what you can do in the big city. You know, you come to a small community back then, and you could do most anything you wanted to do. Now, it's changed now, but you got to have training, and you got to have experience and so on. You know, you can't just go in and do something. In those days, you could just go in and read about it and do it, basically.
Read about it and do it.
And hopefully have somebody show you, but not a whole lot of training to do some things.
Well, and you already have the training background behind you that allow you to be able to do some different things. And so then what happened? I mean, you got your degree.
Well, I went into the military when I was I got married after my junior year. In between the junior and senior year, I went into the military. At that point in time, draft was in effect.
What year was this?
1958. And so I went into the military, and they commissioned me as a second lieutenant and paid me accordingly. so that I could support my family at that time, the two children and my wife. And in return for my signing up for that program, I had to agree to spend my 2 years in voluntary service with them, as well as an additional year. So that meant 3 years. So when I graduated from medical school, I received an internship in Triple Army Hospital in Hawaii. And so my family and I went over there for a year. And subsequent to that, then they transferred me. After 1 year, I went to Fort Riley, Kansas, and stayed there three years.
And what did you do there?
I was a staff doctor, a military doctor.
Worked on men in the military and their families?
Yes. I worked, I was a physician for a certain group out in the field. And then I could have had my work done most days by 9 o'clock if I wanted to do that. But I did go to there was a nice hospital there. And I volunteered and went and spent my time, the rest of the day at the hospital, and got a lot of OB experience. And the surgeon up there took a liking to me and showed me and let me do a lot of things with him. And so that was, I did not do a residency like they do now. I did an internship, a 1 year internship. There weren't residencies in family practice. That was before the family practice residency was developed. And so, what would be somewhat similar to residency by voluntarily working with these physicians in the military at this hospital.
And so then that was mainly in Hawaii, and then when you came back?
Hawaii was the internship.
That
was formal training, basically. But then after that, I was a military officer, and my additional training was just because I volunteered to do it.
And this was between Korea and the Vietnam Wars.
That is correct, yeah.
And so what was that like?
Well, it was a very relaxed time for me in the military. There was no wars going on. There was the missile crisis at Cuba took place, and so we were on alert for a while, but nothing came of that, basically. And it was very relaxing. My military time, as I think of, is with fond remembrances, basically.
And so it was a time of growth and learning.
I'd say that, yes.
Well worth it.
Definitely a time of growth for me personally.
Thanks to Dr. Earl McKeever for contributing to the program. Tomorrow in In-Depth, Part 2. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information In-Depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.